Sharp did not stick around long in Richmond. On June 3rd, he finally secured his relief from Grant's headquarters as Patrick's deputy and joined his old 120th Regiment on its return home. He mustered out of the army shortly after that, having been made a major general of the volunteers. The steamer Thomas Cornell landed at the Hudson River dock for Rondout on June 9th. A large crowd, many with tears in their eyes, cheered and threw bouquets as the 120th troops disembarked. The regiment marched through a massive arch in the upper part of the town, erected with evergreens and flowers, topped by a live eagle, and continued to Kingston, finally halting at the Academy Green, where another large crowd had assembled to hear politicians speak, listen to schoolchildren sing "Victory at Last," and watch Sharp present an elegant sword as a gift to the colonel, then commanding the 120th. Sharp was also given a sword engraved with the names of the Civil War battles he had fought in. Family legend later had it that he tied a black crepe ribbon to the sword's hilt that was a piece of Lincoln's bear Sharp took as a memento when he was detailed to the funeral. Sharp helped organize a 120th Regimental Alumni Group, which met annually each winter to reminisce and hear speeches from retired Union generals, and each summer to picnic. In 1888, he chaired a committee to erect a monument for the 120th at Gettysburg. At its dedication that June, a special train took him and other 120th members to the battlefield. A superb orator with a sonorous and powerful voice, Sharp delivered an eloquent dedication speech, borrowing from Lincoln in his phrasing. "Here the greatest deeds have been wrought, and here the most eloquent words have been spoken. For here on these heights of Gettysburg, contemporaneously with Vicksburg, were the crucial hours of the stupendous conflict, when it was settled not for a day, but for all time, that the government of the people, for the people, and by the people, should not perish from the earth." It brought tears to the eyes of many of the men listening. They had reason to be emotional. The regiment left Kingston with 906 soldiers. In less than 3 years, 394 had been wounded in action and 297 killed by hostile fire, disease, or as prisoners.